So 3-1 for the first time, I guess, since you've been there. What can you attribute the faster start this year to?
Oh, I don't know. I thought we had a good camp. I think we did a lot of things to try to emphasize or talked about playing better early. One of the things we did, we went down and practiced for 3 days with Dallas before we played them, and I thought those practices were very intense, and I think got our guys' attention in terms of, you know, you go against yourself on a day-to-day basis. You can start assuming that things are smooth or you're better than you are. But I think the biggest thing is, we've just played good in the second half of our games, and we've won close games.
With Phillips obviously putting up some, you know, big passing numbers like he kind of usually does, but are you concerned at all with the amount of turnovers?
We started the season, and that was a big emphasis because that's really what has kept us from winning in September and early October anyway. And then, it's uncharacteristic of Phillip, and he had a couple of bad luck plays. He got hit once on a pass. The ball went up in the air, and then he had a nose man from defensive lineman from New England intercept a ball on kind of a freak play, and then he's made a couple of decisions he normally doesn't make. But I think you're going to have some bad luck as you go through an entire season, and we got it out of the way early, and he's gone long stretches with very few interceptions. I expect him to continue that.
Nor, from a building standpoint of your franchise, how does the AFC West figure in? I mean, in the planning season. I mean, obviously, the Broncos have struggled within division recently. You guys have kind of been the leaders of the pack. When you're building, I mean, does it start with that core of how do we beat the division before you go outward to how do we win a Super Bowl? How does that?
Well, I think we have a philosophy of what we want to be as a football team, and that does include, to be a good football team, I think you have to be physical. Obviously, you have to have big play players, and you have to have a quarterback. But the biggest thing to me is we talk a lot about, and we work real hard on the teams in our division because that's a starting point. But we're trying to build a team that can go win a championship.
Norv, as a head coach, is it a bigger deal to change quarterbacks than any other position?
Yeah, I think it is. I think not only the number of repetitions, the experience, the number of plays a player needs to play, but then obviously there's a lot more attention drawn to that. I've been in this situation where you're trying to, do the right thing and do the right thing for everybody, and it's sometimes harder than it looks.
Is there a point of no return where you just got to go with what you've committed to initially?
Well, I think when I've been in that situation, and that's all you can speak for is yourself, is when I've been in that situation, I think we've always made the decision what was best for our team to go try to win. And that's what you owe to your players, that you owe to all the guys that are putting in all the time and work and energy and effort, is that you want to give them the best chance they have to go win. And you have to make that decision.
So you say you owe it to your what you owe to the guys in the locker room. Do you pay any attention to what the fans want? Is that a valid concern ever from inside the building?
I've been doing this so long, and I've been with so many guys. I've learned from some awfully talented, experienced coaches, John Robinson, Jimmy Johnson. I can name a lot of assistants I've worked for who are head coaches, who are coordinators that I've got great respect for and learned from. And I don't know that I've ever been with any of those guys that made a decision based on what the fans wanted. So that would be my background, and that would be the way I would react to that.
Now, the Broncos did show the Tebow package for one snap last week. Does that change at all the way you guys have to prepare, knowing that at least it's in there?
Well, I think every team that plays Denver's got a certain amount of time they have to prepare for that package and know that it could come. Certainly it's something that when we looked at it in the offseason and prepared during camp, it was something that we're aware of.